And now our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa! Hey, Alex.
We love you, Alex!
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more!
Hey, Libtard! Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
F*** you, Alex! Suck my d***!
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated!
Uh-oh! Antifa speed bump!
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not gonna take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're gonna stand up, and we're gonna be human beings. We're gonna get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I wanna break down the new world.
That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ. Calcifies your pineal gland and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc! They're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
By the way, I looked at my sheet wrong. Errol Musk is on next hour, which is okay because I want to take calls today and cover all this other news. I covered four stacks. I got about 20 more. It's all massive. We'll look at the war on the West and take your phone calls. We're going to open the phones up for first-time callers on the war on the West. No one can deny it. How do we win the war?
most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. Next hour, Errol Flynn, father of Elon Musk, joins us. I was looking at the sheet wrong. Apologize for that. Very iconoclastic, very interesting and smart, you could say eccentric. We'll talk about the war on the West and how do we defend the West? How do we stop this takeover? And as a prelude to that, I want to open the phones up on the war on the West. Who's running it? How we win it? Why is there a war on the West? If you know that, you understand that the globalists can't have a competing system of private property and freedom and a large middle class and meritocracy and competition and rugged individualism and maverick spirit. And so with the 250th anniversary of our great republic really only being 48 hours out, depending on your time zone, it's important to know why the ideals and values of America and Christianity are under attack, and capitalism. You've got to know who your enemy is. You've got to know what they're targeting and why, because when you know what they're against, it's anything that's going to make us independent and strong and not domesticated. So here's the number to join us. We're doing first-time callers on the war on the West, who our enemies are, how we counter it, because it's the big corporation, it's the BlackRock, WF, the UN, that is waging war against the third world, doing the lockdowns. They did Gallup polls, 90%+ of people coming here and the big migrant flows were because they shut them down for years, wouldn't let them go, work on their farms or businesses. I feel sorry for all these several people, but then they get to the UN refugee centers on average for 6 months, mainly military-aged men is who they accept, 90% on average. Then they're filled with hate of the West, told you're going to have all the women, all the free stuff. It's going to be great. You're here to conquer. I have hundreds of clips of the Muslims saying that, the North Africans, all of it. So they're literally picking certain people, low IQ, criminal records, military-age men, and sending them to not even be a replacement migration or to have new workers because the West isn't having enough children. You got to have 2.1 children for every two adults to even replace the population. If you don't, it collapses. White people were 10% of the world population just a few decades ago. Now we're 7%. But we're told white people caused the problem, just get rid of them. But it's targeting white people in a racial divide to target freedom and in capitalism in the West and those ideas. They couldn't sell communism, this is admitted in the 50s and 60s, to black people, so they sold class warfare white against black. That's all in the studies. That's why the universities do it. They're being used for that. And most black folks don't buy into it, but there's a minority of black folks, a large minority, that do. And you see all the, we got to kill more white people. We got to get violent. They're our enemies when the average white person is under the same globalist attack as any other black person. But that's how this operates. And the left says, oh, the white people stole all the money. They got all the money. The top nine slots per capita of the people with the most money are all Asian. Then it's whites. Then it's Arabs. Then it's Hispanics. Then it's blacks at the bottom. But blacks have made a lot of strides forward on average as well, but the media doesn't want people to talk about that. So we're going to be going over all of that today. The number to join us is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. First-time callers, 512-266-0642. Just dollar country access code, then the U.S. code, and 512-266-0642 if you're calling from outside CONUS or outside the United States, period. So we look forward to taking your phone calls on this key subject and this subject alone, but it's a wide area. You pretty much bring any topic in under that. So humor me, as they say. But here's just some of the latest clips today. I have a huge three-inch stack over here of over 200 Muslims saying, we're here to conquer you, we're taking you, you're weak. The Quran is a manual to dominate you and enslave you. And that's what it is. People then go, oh, we should support Israel then, no matter what Israel does. What, a no-win war with Iran? Letting Israel merge our military and get all of our secrets and then say they cone our weapons? Say we're married to Israel? That's the talking point we're seeing. And then Israel founds Hamas and stands down. And then our own government, the British, have been caught funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS with USAID and all of it. Not just under Biden, but going back to Carter. I don't want to hear like, oh, if I side with Israel, I'm fighting Islam. What are you talking about? Israel and Turkey and NATO just 2+ years ago overthrew Syria and put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge. They even admit that. Well, he was the head of Al-Qaeda, but now he's good. I mean, what? We have 45 times the Muslims in the West, on average, we had before 9/11. So we weren't fighting them over there to fight them over there so they wouldn't come here. No, we fought them there to stir them up and bring them in pissed off. And all the marches the last few weeks, all over Texas, right here in Austin, with their swords beating their chests, we're taking over Dearborn, Michigan, New York, L.A. It's insane. All over the capitals of Europe. We're here to conquer you. We're here to take you. And then every day I see videos of just some white street preacher preaching, and then North African Muslims, you name it, beat them up. The police then arrest them. And then when they stab police, they don't even get put in prison. There's lots of videos of that right here. So here's some of the latest. A white boy is attacked by a group of African men. Instead of arresting the group, the police arrest the evil white devil. You're going to walk to the effing car, you bleeper. British police, in a nutshell, two-tiered policing. Let's roll that. In this shock video, a British man is now in a coma, fighting for his life after being smashed from behind in the head with a bat by a third world invader in East Finchley, London. White people are not safe in their homeland. It's 90% of the violent crime, and it's super high with bats and daggers and crime-ridden, more dangerous than even Chicago. And they just club you in the head, and that's the end of it. Here's a Muslim woman, and it dovetails with an Indian man. I'm not saying all the Indians are like this, but they're like, yeah, we're here to crap on you and ruin everything and here to destroy your culture. And that's the attitude, because there's such an inferiority complex on average. Just look where they came from. God, you got to feel sorry for them. But they hear you totally freaked out. A Muslim woman brags openly, I don't belong here. That's why I'm destroying as much of it as I can, sucking up every benefit and tax dollar to the absolute max. She says this. I got to show you hundreds of these. And then happening now in Sweden today was the day yesterday outlawed first cousin marriage. They do it over and over again. It creates massive retardation, mental illness, birth defects. By contrast, in the UK, the British government energetically supports the practice, which is also commonly known as incest. Islam as a religion is the mother of all curses. I wrote this. A cornucopia of betrayal and murder. Slavery is written upon the forehead of the fallen angel that brings total slavery and death in its wake. The Islamic sacrament of incest brings with it the deep bondage of low IQs and mental illness. It is the fruit of Satan and the ultimate chain of slavery. Watch the victims of Islam protest people trying to free them in the clip below. Not just hundreds of these articles a day. Two Syrians rape girl in old German nightclub in public. No one's been caught. France, police launch raids against anti-immigration national rally party before elections. Yeah, can't criticize open borders. Here's another clip. Muhammad came to Medina as a religious refugee. The Jewish tribes took them in. This is in the Quran. Within 5 years, they were all killed. 16-year-old girl raped. And then, of course, you got what's happened to white folks. Imagine if this was white folks doing this to black folks. I got a bunch of these videos today. And this is just the attitude. Florida woman fatally shoots Army veteran during dispute over Walmart parking lot. The full tape's been released, but I noticed some of the left's putting out tapes where the guy's walking the opposite direction. They edited it and did blow-ups of it to make it look like he was chasing her on the parking lot. He just argues with her, is walking away, she walks up and shoots him. And my point is, why is this happening? I'm sure if she ever gets caught, she's on the loose, that there'll be big protests and they'll say he deserved it, or something happened like that. So we'll show you the actual footage. We've got where people have edited it. Let's go ahead and first play Christopher Hitchens 20 years ago warning about what's now happened. The total invasion, banning anybody criticizing it. He certainly predicted it all because it's what Islam does everywhere it goes. Here it is.
In 1788, when the United States was barely a country,
right,
it was having its sailors taken as slaves by the Barbary States, the states of the Ottoman Empire in North Africa.
Tripoli.
Exactly.
Shores of Tripoli.
Ships stopped. Its crews carried off into slavery. We estimate 1.5 million European and American slaves taken between 1750 and 1815. Jefferson and Adams went to their ambassador in London and said, why do you do this to us? The United States has never had a quarrel with the Muslim world of any kind. We weren't in the Crusades. We weren't in the war in Spain. Why do you do this to our people and our ships? Why do you plunder and enslave our people? And the ambassador said very plainly, Mr. Abdulrahman said, because the Quran gives us permission to do so, because you are infidels. And that's our answer. And Jefferson said, well, in that case, I will send a navy which will crush your state, which he did. Islamic fundamentalism is not created by American democracy. It's a lie to say so. It's a masochistic lie. And it excuses those who are the real criminals, and it blames us for the attacks made upon. This is very urgent business, ladies and gentlemen. I beseech you. Resist it while you still can, and before the right to complain is taken away from you, which will be the next thing, you will be told you can't complain because you're Islamophobic. The term is already being introduced into the culture as if it was an accusation of race hatred, for example, or bigotry, whereas it's only the objection to the preachings of a very extreme and absolutist religion. Watch out for these symptoms. They are not just symptoms of surrender, very often ecumenically offered to you by men of God in other robes, Christian and Jewish and smarmy ecumenical. These are the ones who will hold open the gates for the barbarians. The barbarians never take a city till someone holds the gates open for them. And it's your own preachers who will do it for you, and your own multicultural authorities who will do it for you. Resist it while you can. And if you wonder what will happen if you don't, look and see how a cricket team in Middlesex in England had to change its name by force last week, because it was called and had been for years the Middlesex Crusaders. Look and see how stories about little pigs can't be taught to children in English schools anymore, lest offense be taken by the religion of peace. Resist it while you can.
Within 5 years of Muhammad coming as an immigrant into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. So it's a three-step process. It's immigrate, increase, eliminate. Immigrate into a host country as a religious refugee. Increase the number of your followers amongst the minority neighborhoods. And then you have random outbreaks of violence, knifings, acid attacks, and so forth. And the previous inhabitants of the neighborhood no longer feel safe, and they move out, and they take over the neighborhood. What happened to those three Jewish clans that let Muhammad in? Well, the Banu Hanuka, Muhammad accused them of violating the treaty, declared it void, and expelled them. The other two clans stood back. Like, I hate that clan. They had it coming to them, right? Now there's only two Jewish clans. Then Muhammad accuses the second one of violating their treaty and voids and expels them. And the big Jewish clan stands back. Ah, oh, they were always competition for me. I just hate them. And now there's only one Jewish clan, Banu Qurayza. They surround him for 25 days. When the last Jewish tribe surrenders, he brings them into the market and removes their head. Within 5 years of Muhammad coming as an immigrant into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina.
Again, for radio listeners, this is a bunch of black guys beating up a white guy and some Arabs helping, and then the police come and arrest him. He's the enemy.
Jim, what? You just punched me in the face.
Manazas, she's your turn to move that way, bro. What the f***? Gee, what the f***?
It's
always a woman cop arresting a white guy who's been attacked.
I'm trying to go home, bro.
And they're rewarded for it. They're the enemy within opening the drawbridge to the barbarians. And I have Muslims bragging. The police work for us in New York and in England.
No, call him. Back of his head bleeding still.
There's a white guy in a store, brains beat out with a baseball bat and a pool of blood. No one will be in trouble. They'll probably give him an award for it. It was a white woman. They just raped him right there. Hey, get up. We just beat you in the head with a baseball bat. What's wrong?
Move him on the side. Shake him a bit. I can't shake him a bit, bro. You need to, bro. Man's sleeping, bro.
Surprised the cops didn't come and handcuff the white guy. If he'd been stabbed five times, they would.
Bleeding. He's not breathing, no.
Oh, he's not breathing. Oh, he's in a coma now. Okay, let's stop here. Let's stop here and back it up because I was talking over it. She gibbers quickly, so I'm going to read this for radio listeners because she's... go ahead and roll it. This is in England. Here it is. I don't belong here. I am not... I have told you I belong here. That's why I destroy and I take so much I can and collect all your tax money. All benefits that you can get here in Sweden. This is Sweden. I've got a clip in England 2 seconds. I use it to the max. To the max, and you can do anything about it. Here they are protesting banning of marrying first cousins. Hit pause. You know, Pakistanis are 4% of the UK and about 5% of Europe, and they're over 80% of the deformities. Roll this slowly. Look at how sad this is. Look at the creature in the middle. I mean, that guy's got all sorts of chromosome disorders, probably 3 or 4 different ones. I mean, it's what you would expect after a nuclear war, the type of mutants you would see. And the other guys are all mutants as well. And they've all got that, you know, weird overbite. The skulls, the eyes, the close-set eyeballs. I mean, this is so sad. And when you have this level of generation, hundreds of generations marrying their cousins, their first cousins, you have the same grandparents. I mean, it is so sad. And they've got like 70 IQs on average. And it's just an army of evil. They're letting the guy out that reportedly organized the rape of over 3,000 girls in the UK. So it's very, very sad, folks. And you saw the British royal families and others that inbred. And they've got the Egyptian mummies after inbreeding, how they look totally, deformed and like that. I've seen some of the, pharaohs, skeletons, exhibits when I've been in Europe, but also when they brought them here to the U.S., to Houston. And you'll see this king died at age 12 from inbreeding deformities. It looks just like that poor fella. Seen their mummies. And they're like 4.5 feet tall. So sad. But they know they're the supreme rulers of Islam. And pedophilia is legal. Rape's legal. As long as you say sorry to Allah, men can have sex with men and with children. It's okay. It's a good thing. And it's just very, very sad. And all they know is that you don't look deformed and they're mad about it. And they've been taught that they need to kill you. They need to hurt you. And that's it. And the ADL and others are there to make sure they come here to destroy us. And it's all part of the mass cucking they put us under. Very, very sad. Let's go ahead and I think we got a few more of these videos. I mean, I've got hundreds of them, but we could go on for days. We could go on forever with this. Yeah, here's an Indian individual talking to some of the white supremacists, and they do this for hours. They go into the Discord chats, video chats, and they say, no, we're here to conquer you, we're here to take you, we're here to crap all over you, just like they do to themselves. And they say, we're in such squalor and pain, we're just going to make sure you're in it too. Misery loves company, here it is.
want to understand, why is it you're living in the UK right now? What's wrong with Afghanistan or wherever you came from?
I'm Indian, by the way.
Okay, what's wrong with India?
Nothing.
So why aren't you there?
Because we're here to take over.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're here in the UK and wherever else you guys go to conquer. Wait, no. You want to conquer our countries, correct?
I'm talking about England.
You want to conquer England?
We are on the way there, yes.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, you know, you guys, well, not you, but the British came to India and ransacked us, killed millions of our people. Mm-hmm.
So then that would mean it's about revenge. So it's about revenge.
Correct. What goes around? We believe in karma.
Uh-huh.
We're Indians. We believe in karma.
Right.
So we just have to kind of give it back. That's all.
So let me just play this out for you. So India is...
Wait a second.
Let's just say, for instance, for argument's sake, that you conquer the UK. How is that going to be better than where you guys came from?
Oh, no, we're not planning to make anything better. We're planning to put them back to the Stone Age.
Really? So you just want to wreck everything and then what?
Correct.
Just leave it?
That is the plan. Yeah, then we go back home. We've bought Land Rover. We bought Jaguar. We're about to purchase Rolls Royce. We're taking pretty much Google is ours. You name it. Microsoft is ours. We're taking over. So don't worry.
Right.
As much as you think we're dumb, keep believing so.
I know you guys are dumb. It's not even a question. I mean, here's the thing. God forbid, keep going with that thought. I know it's true. Because you know how I know?
I'm happy that you have those thoughts.
You want to know how I know?
I'm not going to challenge
you. Let me tell you how I know.
You carry on thinking.
You guys, let's just say that what somehow that you guys else. Succeed so, in okay. what you're trying to do. Let's just say you succeed, right? For argument's sake. Again. When you succeed in whatever you're trying to do, you're going to destroy everything. You're going to wreck everything. And then what do you think? And what do you think white people are going to do after you destroy their homeland? What do you think they're going to do then? If we've conquered you in the past and killed and slaughtered millions of you, like you say.
All right, let's stop here. The British went and colonized it, brought in medicine and stuff. Their population exploded. It wasn't a bunch of slaughtering and killing. There was certainly treating them as second-class citizens. That's what they do in India. The caste system, even worse. The untouchables. But I'm not defending any of that either. The point is that it's well known on average that these Indians come into companies, U.S. companies, and they only hire Indians. They get rid of everybody else. And so and actually only from their tribe or from their area. Like 80% of the visas are from one area of India. The vast majority of total skilled visas are from India, and 80% of those are from this one little region. So it's all very tribal. And you look at the left, caught putting in algae, caught tearing up the first they denied it, tearing up the Lincoln reflecting pool. That's the left in general, just their spirit is ruin things, poop on the street, needles everywhere. The left does it too. It's not just some of the Indians or Muslims. It's about make it as ugly, throw garbage everywhere. Just revel in it. And it's just so alien to the West, people just don't even understand it. Well, that's because you're not into eating poop. Okay? You just don't understand it. You don't have this demon. We'll be right back. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win.
But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up at 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's in a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
And then Elon Musk's father, very interesting, very eccentric, very smart. We'll talk about the West and how do we save it. Straight ahead with your phone calls and Errol Musk. Share the life feeds now. You just got done practicing killing. It's the end of the world. And we just smoking and chilling. We'll be right back. exposing because they're trying to bring new pandemics back. They're bombing us with ticks, mosquitoes, you name it. Big tech, Google, Microsoft, Bill Gates. Save some lives. Stay home, be a hero. Pass the fuck out with your kids and your wife.
Fuck out. I told you they'd do it. The scandemic. Now you wanna go. And I told you they'd do it. And now you wanna go. The scandemic.
Lana Del Rey. AI collaboration with Eddie Bravo, Darren McBreen, and the Alex Jones Live crew. Share the video now at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The coordinates of victory. America 250. Stuff is free to air to the public. It belongs to you. We love everybody taking our work and putting it into Spanish, Chinese, and other languages. It belongs to you. Carry the ball. It's up to you. Take action. You're doing a beautiful job. Look what Eddie Bravo did with the show right here in a collaboration. Ernest Ramirez, that killed his son. I'm going to get him back on the show. Craig in Michigan, Flynn in California, Jay in Key West, Vince in the Midwest, Derek in Kentucky, Trent in Arkansas, and others. We're going to your phone calls, but first we have a message from Harrison Smith, it's only a minute long, and Darth Vader about the future of the InfoWar and how it lies in your hands and is your destiny, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Don't try this at home. DallasJonesStore.com, creatine. That actually happened. This is not
Ultimate
satire.
Creatine powder! From the AlexJonesStore.com!
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
My evil controls all time, all dimensions. Look into me one last time, because my stories are almost over. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give us your children. Follow the political correctness. Black Lives Matter loves you. Bill Gates wants you to take a shot. He wants to help you. There, good. Now you're dying. Good. I've been waiting a long time for this, my little green friend. Let's go to Craig in Michigan, calling in on the topic, taking back the West.
What choice do we have? Craig, thanks for joining us.
There is no choice but to not give up, Alex. I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're just a national treasure and an example of how we need to have some resolve and some grit in this fight. And what we need to remember is that liberty is local. Unfortunately, so is tyranny, and we all kind of felt that during COVID. And now as survivors of the COVID tyranny and the COVID Holocaust, what we need to do is pick up the ashes here, and we need to start running for school boards. We need to take a look at that Communist Manifesto and reverse engineer it. We need to battle these people at the communist factories called our schools, and we need to kick out all these folk, these woke idiots that have infested it.
I agree. Something like 47% of races around the country, Democrats run unopposed. And it's because we've been shirking our responsibility, the water board, the school board, the county commission, all of it, the dog catcher, that we allow this evil, not just here but around the world, to take root.
Absolutely. Unwoke our schools. That's going to be our battle cry here. We're not going to let this go down. We need to set up our local networks to help with trading in gold and silver. And we need to decentralize, just like the health ranger talks about, Mike Adams. We need to decentralize, and that's how we do it. We reverse engineer this communist manifesto. And don't be afraid to run for delegates. There's plenty of delegate seats that are open across the country in these counties. We're not going to, take this country back through our national and our state houses. We got to start local.
That's right. It starts local. Trump's been a decent beachhead overall, but gone sideways, and that's why I'm glad I support him in the past. I still support the good he does now, but in many areas it's not the same Trump. I appreciate your call. Excellent points. Let's now go to the great state of Kentucky. Derek on the State of the World. Derek, welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. First, before I ask my question, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you.
And everything that you continue to do for us.
Well, let me be clear. Every time listeners and viewers thank me, I want to thank you for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexandshore.com. So I want to fight. You want to fight. We're all in this together. So that's symbiotic, and that's reciprocal. And I just want you to know that I thank you as well.
I appreciate that. You know, I mean, looking at the state of the world, because of Scripture, it's pretty clear to me what season we're in. And it's like the world is groaning in birth pains. You know, Trump betrayed us for whatever reason. I can't bring myself to trust J.D. Vance because of his ties to AI, Peter Thiel, which, I mean, I believe, you know, could be tied to the Antichrist system itself. So my question is, I've always trusted you. Every politician that I have put my faith in has failed. Will you run? This is a serious question.
You know, in the world, in life, in business, in politics, it's very important to have chroniclers and the committees of correspondence like we had 250 years ago that get the information out. 90% of war is informational. So I have supported a lot of candidates. I've supported grassroots. I have do not want to run for office. It's not my bailiwick. And so I think I can say that I've not been on the sidelines and that I've and I'm going to continue fighting. I work 7 days a week. So I don't think I could do as much running for political office. And the way they've written the laws and stuff, they can put you in jail for a crooked toenail. They can violate all the laws they want. It's basically campaign finance is written where you can't follow it properly. They throw me in jail like Dinesh D'Souza or somebody. And also, once you're elected, you really can't have your own show while you're doing it because of campaign rules. It's a bunch of crap that should be repealed, by the way. I think anybody elected, whether it's a mayor or the president, should be able to do what any media they want, have a show if they want. But that's basically where we are. So you're kind of putting it on me to do that is I don't feel called by God to do that.
Well, if you don't feel called, I mean, I think what you're doing is extremely important. But I'm sure I'm not the only person out there that really does trust you. I mean, you've been there for us. You've exposed things. You've been in the fire. You've been working nonstop. I mean, since I was in high school, and I'm like in my 40s now. So it's been a consistent thing. It's like, who do you turn to when things look this bad, this dire? You know, it feels like the world is kind of running out of time.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate
where to put our trust in, you know?
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me speak to the trust thing. Ronald Reagan had a quote that I really agree with. You can trust people, but you need to verify. And so I tell listeners, and this is really important before I go to other calls. I'm glad the last caller raised this in Kentucky. You shouldn't trust anybody but your mother's loving eyes and your relationship with God. Because trust is like a thing of faith. 99% of what I do is I say, Mondami says, turn your air conditioner up to 78, there's not enough power. And then I go into what's behind that in the history and I show you documents. I explain, hey, beef prices have exploded because of inflation, but mainly because the four meatpacking companies have an oligopoly and are gouging you. Then I show you congressional reports and numbers, and it's a fact. I say the Pentagon predicts, and here's why, and I agree that the mullahs won't fall and that they'll close the strait. It'll be a disaster, and then Israel wants to try to suck us into a full war. You can look at what I said. You can see it happen. When I say Operation Lockstep from the year 2010 planned all this out, Rockefeller Foundation, CIA, John Hopkins, it's public. When I say, hey, Bill Gates is involved breeding GMO ticks and releasing them, here's where he's doing it. Google's releasing 62 million mosquitoes in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and California. Here it is. So when I have Kyle Serafin coming on the fourth hour, all the crazy stuff the FBI is doing, and what the CIA sources are saying, we'll be pointing out public things, giving you some backstory, some inside scoops. But it's like when I tell you, hey, I heard people in the cabinet meeting said Cash Patel came in and said, don't investigate a foreign government's involvement. And then I told you the date, told you what had happened, and 3 months later it came out in the news, the exact date I said what happened. So there's stuff like that on sources where, and sometimes, though, something happens, then it changes. So it's not that I'm even wrong, that there's a major decision-making and course correction. So I think that's really liberating for people to understand that you don't need to just, like you're blind within the dark, walking around a field, and I'm holding your hand saying, okay, it's safe to walk over here. You're not going to fall off a cliff. You don't need to do that. I mean, when I'm here, I mean, I have a clip of Hillary. Hillary Clinton tells deep state officials to refuse to share information with acting DNI Bill Pulte because he's actually going after him. People say, well, he's not a spy. It doesn't matter. He's got spies under him that are smart, and he's doing his job. From all my sources, Pulte's the real deal. In fact, get the Hillary clip ready. I show you. Oh, here's the article. It's at gatewaypundit.com. It's at alexjoneslive.com. You can see the video of her on a podcast saying it. I mean, that's what I do. You know, it's like sometimes the stuff's so bad people can't believe it. Though, remember, like, before they kicked him out of Veritas, James O'Keefe dyed his hair blonde, wore glasses, talked with a lisp, got on a gay dating app, and the head of Pfizer mRNA, a vice president, the head of it, meets with him and says, yeah, we made all these viruses around the shelf. We'll release new ones to always have a new COVID shot. We gain of functioned it. People didn't believe that was real. And I said, no, it's real. Look on the website. That's their head of mRNA. I predict he's kicked out of Veritas in a month. He was kicked out a month later. He said, God, Alex, how'd you know that? I mean, that was just too powerful. But I remember the listeners were like, that's not real. That's not real. That was real. And then nothing happened. So 99% of what I do is showing you the thing. Here's Hillary I was just mentioning, speaking of how they try to keep the president in the dark. Here it is.
This is a naked partisan takeover of the Director of National Intelligence, which was formed following 9/11 to better try to coordinate various intelligence
Obama
agencies,
wasn't.
You know, the
Biden
CIA,
wasn't.
The NSA. There's like 17 of them. Because we missed a lot of signals that we should have paid attention to leading up to 9/11. And it was thought in this legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security and created the DNI that this would be a better coordinating mechanism. I think there's a lot of problems with it.
Look at this guy.
But it is at the
What's on his laptop?
Hub of all of our intelligence. The DNI has access to everything. Everything that they want to see. I mean, I hope there are career and even political appointees in various of the agencies that are slow walking or refusing to share information with Pulte. But I would also call out to, I don't know why there hasn't been a lawsuit brought. He is manifestly unqualified under the statute
right,
to hold that
there.
Position.
Now, the president can do whatever he wants with his executive appointees. So when they're interim. They won't give Trump the international spy organizations. They won't say who our operatives are. They won't tell him who the spies are. They won't give him the UFO files. He says, bring out the JFK stuff over and over again. They never release it all. He gets mad at them. That's all real. Remember Harry Reid, when Trump was first president-elect, he said, I want them to give him fake briefings. And then John Bolton did give him fake briefings and did steal classified information, which he now pled guilty to. Isn't that funny? When he was supporting Trump going to jail for having classified stuff when he was the president and allowed to have that under the law after he left office. So there's your examples of it. Guys, I don't like saying something. I bet it's on X, even though it's like 10 years old. He's president-elect 10 years ago. Type in, Harry Reid says, give Trump fake briefings. Or you probably click web and just find an article. It'll have it in it. I mean, this is what they do. But see, I told you, the mullahs won't fall. They'll close the strait. This will happen. Trump will figure out it was a setup by Netanyahu to keep the war going so Netanyahu can stay in power. He's already been convicted. And then Trump, if we put pressure on him, will break with Netanyahu and we can pull out of this before it's too late. Exactly that's happening. We hope he now pulls out completely. But the Iranians are belligerent because they hold the cards and they're going too far and miscalculating. And I said that too. I'm smart. But you don't have to trust me. You watched all that happen. You don't have to trust me. Just write down what I say, record what I said, and then check back a few weeks or months later. It's real simple. I'm all about accuracy. My guests are all about integrity and accuracy. So I see all the time on X and comments or emails, I don't know if I can trust you. I just don't know. Well, great. Can you trust a calculator? 2 + 2 = 4? Harry Reid wants Donald Trump to get fake intelligence briefings. Yeah, there's video of it. So that's where we are, folks. You know, the crew, I just sit here and say stuff. They just type it in and they pull it up. You can do the same thing at home. I mean, a lot of people see me talk fast and say stuff. They go, there's no way that guy actually knows all that stuff. Yeah, this is what I do. I mean, I know guys that are as smart as I am are smarter, but they care about baseball scores and football scores and, you know, the best golf clubs and, you know, the best restaurants and, you know, and great, they're having a great time. They're having a fun time. My brain, let me tell you, if I was into baseball scores, I'd be the best, okay? If I was into football scores, which I was when I was younger, I knew I could have the best conversations with football coaches. But at about 18, I said, you know, I'm not going to, I've backslid before and caught myself, you know, watching the Yankees and the Redskins, you know, in the, what was it, 15 years ago or 16, 18 years ago. You know, I'm sitting there every night watching and I'm like, what am I doing? Or I'll get caught in the playoffs, start watching basketball or football. And I'm just like, if I'm not going to be fighting the New World Order, I ought to be doing stuff with my kids. I'm, you know, it's these men just sit around in their house and their wives off cheating on them, their kids on fentanyl. And they're just, yeah, the ball game's on. It's stupid. It's dumb. We got more serious priorities. But I appreciate the caller saying he trusts me. You don't need to trust me. Trust in the fact that I'm an open book. And that's why I'm always attacked that I don't have integrity and I work for Israel or I work for the Russians or I work for... It's all complete crap. I work for the truth and God. And I say what I think's right. And when I'm wrong, I'll tell you. And if what I've said's been helpful to you and stopping new pandemics and, you know, getting good people elected, if you think that's a value, which it is, then you need to promote it and support it for all of our own good. Just briefly, I'm taking another call. Today's the last day. These are rolling 3-day sales to get our incredible Shilajit capsules. Buy one, get one free. Shilajit isn't a sexy name. What it does is sexy. We got the best. It's millions of years old. They don't know where it comes from. They think it's oil deposits that mix with diatoms and other special single cell life that just creates these super peptides that boost testosterone, just libido, stamina, energy, great for men and women. We have the private label, one of the top ones in the country, 5-star rating, 5-star on our own side, because we go get a 5-star that we private label. That's buy one, get one free, all the Patriot apparel, and so much more. And we now have the grape-flavored gummies, naturally flavored, with tapioca and pectin for regularity. That's not what the pills are for. And let me tell you, this is the most delicious grape flavor ever. It's almost sour, but it's not. It tastes like toxic Hubba Bubba was my favorite flavor when I was a kid. The grape gum, you ever had that? Tastes exactly like Hubba Bubba. but it's concentrated. Each two gummies is a daily allowance of the very best bovine colostrum there is, the same as in the powder. I already had one today. And you can savor them like 20 minutes in your mouth. It melts. Where's my other bottle? I guess that's downstairs. Let's open another one. And it's just unbelievable. And it's available at the alexjonesstore.com right now, discounted out of the gates. You're going to absolutely love these. And I can't suck on them because I did one the other day, like 20 minutes while I was driving. But I'm just going to chew it up. I mean, if you love grape, this is better than Welch's grape juice. I mean, this is nailed. Wait till you try it. And got my non-alcoholic cocktail here ready. A squirt of ultramethylene blue, of Masterpiece zeolite, and of T3 iodine. Spectacular. So good for you. All right, let's jam in a call here. Let's go to Trent in Arkansas. AI, the church, and dealing with city council. Go ahead, Trent.
Alex, I've got two quick points. I'm trying to make them real straight and tight. Make sure I get to the second point because it may be more important than the first one. It's an honor to talk to you. I spent my whole life in the conservative intellectual movement. I've come to believe that you're the most important political public intellectual we have in the world. And not only that, I think you have an apostolic calling, and you need to talk to some really serious brothers and sisters about what the brothers said about the presidency. Now, I lived with Gary North for a few years, for a few months, and we talked about that hideous strength over and over and over again. Have you ever heard of C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength?
Yes, I've read the book.
You have. Okay. Well, it's in the last year or two, because of AI, if you'll remember, there was a head, and Lewis was perceiving AI even back then, and this is what the new...
No, he was definitely a visionary, basically a prophet, in my view.
And he, you're right, and he was seeing, and now they're beginning to say that hideous strength is going to become more powerful and more important than Brave New World or 1984. So when it came up for sale, the most important edition that C.S. Lewis held and wrote in and sent to George Orwell to review, it was $30,000, and I bought it because I really felt like it was going to happen, that it was going to surpass that. And that's what's, if you look on the internet, you'll see all these writers talking about it.
Hold on, I want to hear more about this and what you're specifically, okay, I got a missing at the end what you're saying.
This is cool.
Hold on, don't hang up.
I bought it. I've got the most important edition of it. C.S. Lewis held it in his hand.
Hold on, don't hang up. It's a hard network break, meaning the satellites fire. So the next hour starts back in 2 minutes. I'm going to come back to you. Don't hang up, Trent. I want to hear about this. And then Errol Musk.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon fentanyl, the dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.